For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. Yiying Zhang's family just wants to bring her home and bury her in China. Zhang's family members yesterday broke down into tears as they talked about their daughter, who is still missing but presumed dead. Zhang's father said at a news conference that their dreams have been shattered. His daughter, a U of I scholar, disappeared in June. A former U of I grad student has been charged with her kidnapping, though police believe she is deceased. Also, when the jackpot is this high, even people who never buy a lottery ticket get in the action. The Powerball jackpot for tonight's drawing is $700 million. That's the second largest jackpot ever. It's been 2 months since someone hit all five numbers and the Powerball. If you win, the cash option comes to $443 million. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. Don't throw out those eclipse glasses just yet. The next celestial shadow is only a few years away. For people that may have been under the clouds for Monday's solar eclipse, your next chance to see the moon intersect the sun is on April 8th, 2024. The eclipse will begin in Carbondale at 12:42 and hit its darkest shortly after 2 p.m. University of Illinois astronomy professor Leslie Mooney says the path of the 2024 eclipse will be different.
It's going to run more to the southwest, running up to the northeast. So it's going to go through some major cities like Dallas, Buffalo, for example, and Indianapolis.
He says this next one will be a longer lasting eclipse since the moon will be further from the Earth.
This one is about 2 minutes and 40 seconds. In 2024, we'll be easily seeing 4-minute totality.
Looney says the longer eclipses can last up to 7 minutes. For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.